Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Strategy is a commodity. Execution is an art. So do you know what your bank strategy is? It's really important as CRA professionals that we understand that the bank has an overall strategy. You'll want to learn what those are at the bank holding company level, if that applies, at the bank level, executive management, down to your core business teams. Really important that you can connect the dots between your CRA program and the primary goals of the line and the bank, because the more that you can closely align that, the stronger your CRA program will be, and then you'll be in alignment with the overall strategy so that everyone sees you as a key player in the strategy of the bank. So how would you do that? You'd want to look at the core lending units each year and say, hey, what are your lending goals? And understanding that more specifically, are you launching any special loan programs or are you serving any targeted markets? Then you can craft your CRA strategy around that. So very important to understand and get out of your cube or your office, so to speak, right? And really understand what else is going on so that you can craft and you can create a CRA strategy to connect. Aligning your CRA strategy with your institution's overall strategy will make it easier for employees to see their role in working towards adding value to the bank's core business and while contributing to CRA goals. So this is an iterative process, of course, and it won't happen all overnight. So you really have to be patient. You have to take baby steps to move to take your CRA program and to align it with the other core goals of the bank. So in time, your CRA strategies will be seen as mission critical and in lockstep with your bank's bottom line. This is a little bit of the art of CRA. So you want to make sure that you are seen as a key role, a key player in the overall bank strategy while you lead your CRA program. So don't forget to think higher level. Take a moment to really think strategic about how you can align your programs. Until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.